Good evening. We're with Morris Everett today. Morris owns the world's largest private collection of vintage movie posters, consisting of nearly 200,000 pieces. Morris has conducted auctions of vintage movie posters in London and New York and Los Angeles and Chicago. He's involved in an auction that will take place in Columbus, Ohio, over the Memorial Day weekend, on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which is part of a large annual event there, which is called CineVent. And good evening, Morris.
Good day.
Why don't you tell our audience and our listeners a little bit about CineVent and how long that's been going on and what that's all about?
CineVent is the second oldest movie memorabilia convention in the world. It's, I think, around 45 years it's been going on in the Columbus area. A number of film enthusiasts put it together and was just showing film in the early days, 8mm and 16mm. Now it's branched into the world's largest movie memorabilia convention with 180 dealer tables covering 4 days over Memorial Day weekend at the Ramada Inn at the Morse Road exit in Columbus.
And if some of our listeners would choose to attend and they'd go to the Ramada there at that period of time, what could they expect to find when they walk into CineVent?
It's on all the floors. There's a huge dealer's room in the basement and also on the sixth floor. And then on the main floor, of course, is the hotel and other things going on. People are dealing out of their rooms. They're showing old movies around the clock. In many cases, ones that are very difficult to find. Silence, 20s, 30s, 40s movies that are classics and quite rare. It's a gathering of about 1,000 people once a year.
You conduct an auction there in conjunction with CineVent. And give us an idea of what that auction looks like.
We have our 22nd annual auction at CineVent. It's a Saturday, the 24th of May. Auction starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's online, 835 lots. But there's something at this auction for everybody. Stills, movie posters, lobby cards, a little bit of ephemera of all kinds involving the entertainment world. We have branched out, though, so that about 20% of our auction is other kinds of posters, like World War I, World War II, magic, travel, circus, entertainment, advertising. So we're branching out a little bit, and it's actually doubled our number of bidders and consigners.
Tell us about the criteria for vintage film ephemera and vintage movie posters. What makes a poster valuable, or what are people looking for?
Well, of course, anything that was pre-World War II is more valuable because hardly anybody ever kept that paper, although people keep finding it. It's amazing what turns up. So pretty much the Wizard of Oz 1939 period and during the war as well, the Casablanca period, that material seems to be the most valuable. By the time you get up to Godfather and Star Wars in the 70s, you're dealing with something that everybody started saving. So that's why there's so many more of those posters, even though they have a value of several hundred dollars. But they aren't in the thousands like some of the classics of the 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us an example of something that our audience would be familiar with, an exceedingly rare poster and its value, and maybe a story of how something like that was uncovered.
Last year, we sold an insert, which is 14 by 36, from the movie Casablanca, and it sold for $14,000 plus the 20% buyer's premium. And that set a new world record at that time for a Casablanca insert. And that piece had come with a set of lobby cards, which come in sets of eight, from a lady in upstate New York. Her husband had loved that film more than anything else, and that's all he had. He didn't have any other posters except that, but that was what he wanted to have. And he, 50 years earlier, he threw a theater or somewhere. I don't know where he got them, but they heard about us, and then they consigned them to us, and they were thrilled, and we were thrilled.
Tell our audience exactly what is a lobby card.
A lobby card is 11 by 14 inches. It's usually full color. They stopped making them in the mid-80s, although they kept making them for many more years after that in England. But in the United States, they stopped in the mid-80s. They told the story of the film. When you see a poster in a theater, a 27 by 41 inch poster, it just shows the main stars, and you don't really get a feeling for the story of the film. A lobby card sort of tells you in eight different full-color scenes what the story is about. And, of course, they hung in the lobbies of the theaters. So, you know, movie posters have real value. They've been a great investment over the years.
You know, I would just say from an artistic standpoint, I can't get enough of them. You have tremendous lithograph quality examples of Westerns and cowboys and science fiction and romance. I mean, artistically, they are just stunning.
The strength, really, of our auction and our convention has been the movies themselves and the film memorabilia.
In terms of your dealers coming nationwide and bringing their collectibles and their memorabilia for sale there at the CineVent convention, as I recall, the basement of the lower level of the hotel is virtually totally occupied by dealers nationwide that are bringing memorabilia. And give us an idea of what they bring to swap and trade and talk about.
It's always sold out. That's why they always go to the sixth floor, and they usually sell out the sixth floor too. And by the way, when you say nationwide, they have dealers from England and from France, from South America, and they have people who attend the convention from other countries. So even more than nationwide, it's where the East Coast and West Coast of the United States, and for that matter, Canada, all meet once a year. And this is the big one, 4 days long. And this year it's from Thursday to Sunday instead of from Friday to Monday. They've moved it all up a day. So, but you can come for free, you know, to this convention. If you want to see the movies, you do have to pay some money. But if you want to come up to the auction on the sixth floor, it's free. You just walk into the hotel, Ramada Inn, and just walk up and take a look at the beautiful posters. There's no charge.
Morris, thank you very much. We've been talking with Morris Everett, who is the world's largest private collector of vintage movie posters. But once again, the CineVent takes place in Columbus, Ohio, over the Memorial Day weekend from Thursday through Sunday, at the Ramada Inn at the Morris Road exit right off of 71. And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.